All right, I'm with Jim Godet, and he's got a new album coming out. Jim, Real Stories and Other Tall Tales?
That's the name. That's the title. I got a bunch of new stuff that I've put together, but I guess I want to go back to how the project all started and just give you a little idea of how it all came to be. Last summer at Grey Fox, I was part of the songwriters in the round, and I chose to play one of my older tunes. It was very well received. It came out very well. And Caroline Isaacson, God bless her, she was the moderator of the song circle. And she suggested to me that I should bring back my old tunes and start doing a few other things without the band, even though, you know, she knew me well with the band. But so I thought, you know, that's a great idea, Caroline, but, you know, I'd have to ask your husband to record us or to record the project. He's just so busy, I can never get him. So, and Sten was right there with us. I want to mention, too, that I do dedicate this project to Caroline Isaacson, because really she was the beginning and the seed that was planted that put it all together in my head, you know, to get this thing going. So I sang the song, and in the audience was Greg Anderson, who is a producer. He was standing there in the audience with Bob Ristow, our bass player with the Railroad Boys. And he mentioned to Bobby, you know, if Jim is serious about doing something like this, I'd like to work with him. So Bobby did mention, and one thing led to another, and I just thought that was great. We got together and started the project.
So did you record with Greg too, or did you record with Sten?
All the recording was done with Greg. An interesting piece to this is that, you know, I was figuring that I'd have to drive down to his place. He's just outside New York City, and I'd have to drive down there and record it. And I've done that before. It's not that big of a deal. But he then suggested that he wanted to keep it relaxed atmosphere, and he suggested that he come to my house and record right in my house. That's really where probably 10 of the 13 songs were recorded.
So what did he do to sort of help isolate sound and get stuff going?
Yeah, he had a lot of portable equipment that was very effective. But what he did was, in the house, he went through every room basically in the house and did like sound checks throughout. And he decided on one room, it was definitely the room that we were to use. He picked one room. And I think it was probably a day or two after that first recording that I put it together. I said, hey, wait a minute, that's the bedroom that I actually grew up in and started all of my musical, you know, all my musical early influences happened to me in that bedroom. So it was very influential and somewhat spiritual in some ways.
This is a solo album, so it's without the Railroad Boys, but you have other musicians too.
I have other musicians, Sarah Milanovic being a prime contributor. She, of course, her beautiful harmonies, her fiddle work is just second to none. She's just an outstanding player. Originally, it started out that I was just going to do some old nuggets and just re-record them, but my newer stuff seeped into the project, sort of snuck in there. So I probably do, I think, 3 songs from my previous life as a solo songwriter, and then the rest are all brand new. Real happy with it. Greg is a wonderful producer. He had some great ideas as the, you know, enhancing type instrumentation and things like that throughout.
When you mentioned you were doing a solo album, I envisioned it coming to me and hearing it would be you and the guitar. And I was very surprised to hear bass and piano and the fiddle. There's a lot of instrumentation on this record.
There really is. And I have to say, Chris, in the beginning for me, same deal. I thought it was just going to be me and the guitar, like sitting next to the campfire or something, you know, something like that. But one thing led to another, and, you know, Greg was the influence, really. He said, you know, I think we should add this, or, you know, why don't we just try this? And I loved everything he added, so I just think he has done a wonderful job producing it, taking, you know, those me and my guitar songs into a whole different dimensions.
And yet didn't add too much.
That's
still
the thing.
Pretty sparse.
I mean,
sounding.
Yeah, that's the thing for me. I want it to be subtle. I don't really want to knock anybody over the head with this one. Railroad Boys, that's a different story. We have our guns drawn with the Railroad Boys, but this one I expected, and I guess originally intended it to be a little quieter and more thoughtful.
So these newer songs, did they sort of come in a rush, or did they come kind of one by one?
Yeah, one by one. They've been happening ever since the last release.
We're going to actually have you walk through the album in a moment to have you play all the songs and tell us a little bit about all the songs. Before we get there, Rich Pagano, he also helped you with the artwork here. This is an extremely elegant looking piece that you put
It really is. It's really quite a piece of work, and I compliment him all the time. I don't think he realizes the artistic talents that he has, because I gave him an idea, and it was very simple, just to be the old book, because these are all stories, and these are like volumes in the book, and he just took it and ran with it, and it is really, I mean, it's almost worth the price just to see his artwork.
We're in the studio. Jim Godet is here. He's got a new record, a new solo record without the Railroad Boys. It's called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. June 7th, you're releasing this at Cafe Lena?
Yes. It makes it so special in so many ways, because Cafe Lena, of course, is where I started as a songwriter with doing the open mic thing. And now this is like a return to the roots of that, so that it's very special that, you know, I'm able to do it at Cafe Lena.
Well, Jim, why don't we can certainly talk a little bit more about the project as we go through here, but why don't we start off with the first song? Do you want to say what we're going to hear and tell me a little bit about either the background of the song or whatever you want to say?
This is a song, Bobby McGee and Me, and it's really about the night I spent with the daughter of the truck driver that picked up the real Bobby McGee hitchhiking in Baton Rouge.
No, wait, this you really did?
It's a real story.
Oh, okay.
Not to be confused with the truth.
Or the tall tales.
But, right. So that's the thing throughout. You know, I sort of make it sound like it's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I really didn't.
It's possible it is. It's possible it's not.
I think it's a neat song in that sense, because I bring back the Kris Kristofferson version. So I'm leading off with that one.
So you just put my best foot forward, and I danced like never before. When she winked at me, I knew the time was right for us to waltz right out that door.
So we talked about The Rain is track number two, Jimmy. Tell me about this one.
Well, this is a very interesting story, because I played this at Cafe Lena in probably the early 90s after I'd just written it. And a gentleman came up to me after hearing the song and, you know, complimented me on the song, which was very nice, said that it really meant something to him, that something very similar had happened to him in his lifetime. So in his love life, I should say. So about a year later, I get a message from Steve. His name was Steve. I get a message from Steve that he has written a short story based on the song. So that was nice. And he sent me the short story. I read the story, loved it. Apparently, somehow, this short story got to the woman that he was writing about. And so once she read the short story, she felt responsible to reconnect with him. And she did reconnect with him, and they married and lived together, and they're living together in Costa Rica happily ever after at the present time, with children, adult children now. And so that's what I do with my music.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's take a listen.
Isn't it crazy thing me like this after all? This time goes to show you a chance can do. I'm caught off guard, the scene's not right, but my dreams are alive for the moment. Should I ask to start anew?
So we're listening to songs from Jim Godet's new solo album called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. We just heard the song We Talked About the Rain. The next track here would be Bad Old Betty.
Yeah, Bad Old Betty is just an imaginary person. She's just one of those people that takes nothing from nobody. In the song, it's Bad Old Betty. She may not be prepared, but she's always ready. And she's a rough and tumble type, a very active imagination created Bad Old Betty. Yeah, it's funny how, I mean, that song definitely changed throughout as it became developed. It changed. I really like the way it ends.
We're listening to Jim Godet's new album called Real Stories, Other Tall Tales. June 7th, Cafe Lena. Let's listen to Bad Old Betty.
3 long years out on the run. Well, it seemed as though her time had come, because that fight last night was all it took. They hauled her away, handcuffed and booked. Bad Old Betty. She may not be prepared, but she's
so So we're listening to Jim Godet's new record. It's really cool, and this is great. We're only through track three at this point. Bad Old Betty right there.
Yeah, how about that piano on that one?
Hey.
That was a great, great job by Richie. You know, we have a nickname for Richie, too, because apparently there's a Richie Pagano in New York City who's a pretty well-known musician. So we've nicknamed our Richie Upstate Richie. We call him Upstate Richie, and that's his nickname in our band.
You know, I'm a big fan of you and the Railroad Boys. I love watching you guys. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely wonderful, yes.
Yeah, but I'm really glad that Caroline kind of pushed you over the edge to do these songs.
Yeah, I mean, she's the one that started it, and I do dedicate this whole project to her and also to Greg Hames, who we lost two very, very special people in a very short time. And we've yet to even, I'll speak for myself on this, but I yet to even realize, you know, the impact of missing both of them.
Would you like to say something about the next track? It's Hold On.
Yeah, Hold On. This is one of my favorites, I gotta say. We had really completed the recording when I just started writing this one. And I made Greg go back and do a re-up to make another session so that we could record this one. It was really influenced by the escape at Dannemora. And it's just escaping through the woods. That's all I can think of throughout the whole song. Being on the run from the authorities. And it's funny how the song developed, because first I just had, you know, like a criminal trying to escape. Then as I developed somewhat of the chorus, I said, well, why don't we have the criminal and his son, you know, trying to escape? And then I thought, even better, how about the criminal and his daughter? And so that's where it's at right now. Yeah, it's a bootleg whiskey runner, and he's led that kind of life where he's been on the wrong side of the law for a long time, and now they're after him and they're tracking him down.
Had you believing that I were down in the mine? I've been running bootleg whiskey across the county line. Yeah, thank God for the foreign language. Now the dogs have lost all the sand. All I got, one shotgun, all before a shell span.
So we're listening to Jim Godet's new album called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. June 7th, Cafe Lena, you're going to be presenting these songs to the public, right? Besides what we're doing here on the radio.
Yes. And I'm very excited, you know, for that evening. We'll have some special guests. I'll be doing some solo. It'll probably be 50-50 as far as my solo stuff and then with certain other musicians.
Yeah.
Whether it be Richie or Stan or Bobby.
All right, so A Girl Like You.
Well, A Girl Like You, I really wrote the majority of this song many years ago, probably 25, 30 years. Never recorded it. I always had the chorus, and I never really had any verse. So with this project, I definitely wanted to get some verses in there so that I could record it, and that's what I did. It all, we didn't quite know what to do with it. It's a very slow song, very heartfelt, sentimental type song. We had Richie Pagano give it a try on piano, and he just put a whole new twist onto the song by his piano playing. And I'm so proud of this song in many ways, but mostly because finding Richie to play on this, it's just his piano, and I'm singing it solo. I'm very happy with it now. I mean, I was happy with it when I completed it this time, but then when I heard Richie play it, and it's just Richie and myself on the recording, I believe. There might be a little something later on, but basically Richie's piano work that just, you know, turns the whole song around. I just love it.
Is this like sort of the first time it's just you and a piano? Usually
yes.
It's you singing with a guitar.
Yes.
I mean, that's all I think I can remember.
It's all I can remember. Yeah, I love singing with the piano.
Yeah.
And I never really have. And then Richie, when Sten had to take his leave, Richie sat in with the band for quite a few gigs and did an incredible job and really filled in the sound. It was much different sound, more of a roadhouse honky-tonk thing. And I really enjoyed it.
Cool. Well, let's listen to A Girl Like You. We're listening to Jim Godet's new album called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales.
Girl like you makes a guy like me get humble. Fumble and stumble. A girl like you makes a guy like me wanna fall.
So we're listening to Jim Godet's new album. It's called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. He's releasing this at a special show June 7th at Cafe Lena. This is 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. We're almost halfway through.
Wow.
We're 13 songs. We're at number 6 here. This
wow.
is About You.
Rolling
these
right
are some
along.
Really great songs, Jim.
Well, thanks, Chris. About this one, this is just one of those free thought type of things where, you know, it was a Saturday night, the rain was pouring down, and I was thinking about you.
She's the only heartbreak that I have ever known. She cut me so deeply, right down to the bone.
So we're about halfway through the record, Jimmy. It's a record that you're putting out called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. Well, what would you like to say about Tell Me Something I Don't Know?
Well, I'd like to say this, that Bobby, although he doesn't want his name as a co-writer, I did put him down as a co-writer on this because it was his idea that got me going. We were driving back from a festival in Pennsylvania. Boy, I don't really recall the actual idea, but he gave me an idea, and I started writing the song on the way back from Pennsylvania. And it's recorded in almost like a duet with Sarah. So it's basically a couple, you know, reminding each other how different they are from one another. You know, it's like, you like the sun, I like the rain. Tell me something I don't know. Mm. I mean, we already know that. That we know that we're opposites. Basically, it's opposites attract.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the basic message.
Well, I like to guess and you like to know. Tell me something I don't know.
You analyze, go with the flow.
Tell me something I don't know. I like the shadows, you prefer light. Tell me something I don't know.
So we're listening to Jim Godet's new album. It's called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. Jim, besides June 7th, Cafe Lena, would folks be able to find information about the new record at your website? No?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just really go right to the website, I think is the easiest way to go. And that would be www.jimgodet.com. And I'll spell that JIMGAUDET.com.
So this next song here, Every Now and Then.
Every Now and Then is a remake of an old one. It's an unrequited love type song where, you know, one person is thinking about writing a note to the other person. They write the note, but they never send the note. And that's what that's all about.
So this is a song you had previously recorded and everything? And
yes, previously recorded, yes.
And did you sort of change it up a bit or in
Not
terms of the arrangement?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
No, the arrangement is pretty much the same.
Just different recording, different sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
But every now and then he stops to think about her. Wonders how she's doing. Wonder how she's been. Every now and then he'll pick up a pen to write the note he knows he'll never send.
So we're listening to Jim Godet's new solo record called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. June 7th, going to be a special show at Cafe Lena. And Jim, as I said earlier, I was thinking this was going to be just you and the guitar, and it turns out there's some really cool musicians joining you on this record. You want
yeah,
to mention
there
some
sure
of these
are.
Folks?
I'm just so fortunate to have, you know, these wonderful, wonderful people support me in my music. First and foremost, it's got to be Sarah Milanovic. She is all over this thing, vocally and instrumentally, and she is just such a gifted artist that I'm just always in awe of what she does. I love singing with her. And I think I've mentioned Richie before, Upstate Richie. He was just like a find, like a diamond in the rough as far as, you know, why don't we let Richie play one or two tunes? And then I thought, yeah, let's do it. He has added so much, just I think on three cuts he's on, but provides a whole different texture for the music. And Greg Anderson, the producer, just did an absolutely outstanding job to, you know, give these songs, you know, a little bit of a different twist and a little bit of a different life sometimes than I had naturally or normally intended for them. You know, I thank Greg so much for his time and patience working with me. And then he also had another friend, Tommy McDonald. He played the drums and he was a percussionist on a couple of the tunes. And he also played the harmonica on Bobby McGee and Me.
Did I hear bass on there too?
Well, Greg, yes, Greg added a lot of instrumentation himself. Some electric slide guitar, bass.
So that wasn't even Bobby playing?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. You know, in the notes on the CD, it lists all the instruments that he played. I honestly can't remember them all right now because he really...
It was a lot, right?
Quite a few.
Yeah. We're up to track number 9. That's the song Somebody New.
This just really started out. It's a very typical 12-bar blues thing with a play on words. And it's just basically that she told me she wanted to go and find herself. Now I hear she's found herself. Somebody new. But it's a lot of fun for me to sing.
Well, I looked at the clock and it was 9:30. Plenty of time for you to change your tune. My baby's gonna love me and I'm so set blue.
So we're listening to Jim Godet's new record called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales, 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT, your home for local music in the Capital District. What do you want to say? We're getting kind of close to the end of the record here. Come On Home is number 10.
Come On Home is a plea from this guy who's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He has done some things that have led his partner to leave him, and he's done it quite a few times. But in this case, he thinks he's smarter than everybody else because he's going to call the authorities and try and track her down for him by reporting her as a missing person. But little does he know that the authorities quickly sense that he's responsible for her disappearance. So they start looking around his place for clues, and he goes to his priest, he goes to his all different people, trying to get some support, and he doesn't seem to find much support. It's sort of a tongue-in-cheek offering, you know. Somewhat humorous.
Come On Home, this is Jim Godet.
I'm gonna end up making license plates just because of your stubborn streak. So I went to the doctor, he told me go see his nurse. And from what she said, things could not have been much worse. So I called my lawyer, said everything was fine, but the judge said, Jimmy, I'm giving you 99, as that little girl of yours gets home first.
So Jim Godet, we're listening to your new record, and I just kind of say, where do you come up with all these stories? These stories are fantastic.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
And I do mean fantastic. Like, sometimes I don't know if they're real or not.
Oh, well.
It says real stories for the title of the album, but... I'm wondering.
I sort of think that there's no such thing as a real story. It can't be real if it's a story. That type of contradiction, you know. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Yeah, I live by that one.
We are getting close to the end here, Jimmy. This is Runaway Train. We're in track number 11. There's only a couple more after this. What's Runaway Train?
Runaway Train is really a prequel to Johnny Was an Outlaw. This is the early days of Johnny getting himself involved in things that lead to nothing but trouble. In this situation, he has to get away. So he hops aboard a runaway train. It's, I hope, heart-wrenching. It's a beautiful, Sarah Milanovich just offers a beautiful harmony on this also.
And the others, they did run. Johnny dropped his head and he handed me his gun. There's nothing left to blame.
We're listening to the new album from Jim Godet. And I keep wanting to say on the Railroad Boys, but this is Jim's solo record called Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. We're glad to know that the Railroad Boys are still a going thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going away. But June 7th, you're going to be up on stage with a few of your friends playing songs and talking about this new record.
For sure.
Cafe
yes.
Lena.
Yes, so much, you know, so looking forward to it. Always love, you know, going back where I call home, Cafe Lena. Certainly, I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Chris, for all the attention and support you've given me from day one, from when Greg Hames first told me, send your stuff to Chris Wink. You know, you've been just wonderful. And I speak for, really, all the musicians that you addressed the other day. I thought you just nailed it right on the head that you're talking for us and all of us, you know.
We try, Jim. We try.
Very inclusive.
We're on the next to the last song, Dooley. What do you got for me?
I wanted to retell the Dooley story because I was really struck by the Kingston Trio version way back when. And I wanted to retell it because I learned that Grayson in the Kingston Trio story was the woman. But it turned out that it was the sheriff that was tracking down Tom Dooley in truth, in the real story. I went and researched it a little bit. I can't say that I went too deeply into it and came up with my own twist and my own story on Tom Dooley. And that's what we have for this one. It's Dooley, Hang Your Head Down.
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 And cry.
Last one will be In Real Life.
Yes, In Real Life was really one of the first songs that ever got me any attention. It put me on the map, so to speak. But In Real Life was the song that I sang at the Song Circle at Grey Fox last year, 2018. It was so well received. It was the song that really started this whole project. Because had I picked another song and it wasn't that well received, it probably wouldn't have been mentioned to me to go do your old stuff. And you know what I mean? It gave me the incentive and the encouragement to follow through and create this project.
Now, the website is jimgaudet.com. The album is Real Stories and Other Tall Tales. June 7th, Cafe Lena. This is In Real Life.
Real life.
Real life.
I'm not Elvis Presley. Real life, I will never be. I'm not the one in the dressing room backstage. I am the one outside hanging around.
Hi, this is Jim Gaudet, and I am here to invite you to Cafe Lena, June 7th. Come on out and hear Real Stories and Other Tall Tales, which is my latest release, and it's a solo release. But there'll be many special guests there with us. Sten Isaacs and Bobby Ristow will be there and a few other special people. So come on out Friday, June 7th, and we'll have some fun.